Brother LaVon. Thank you, Brother Roland, for the wonderful singing, and Brother Robert and Lynetta, and for Brad and Matthew, who did all the decorations today. Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 32, and I'll share some things with you there, and I will be out close to noon. Amen. And I thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for praying for us in the revival at United Baptist Church in East Point, Florida. We had a great meeting. I know Brother Gary was a blessing to you last week, and then Brother Brad last Sunday evening, and Justin on Wednesday morning, and Brother Tim last Wednesday night. I'm thankful we have so many wonderful preachers, and Brother LaVon, who sang. God has using him in a wonderful way. He's preaching all across this part of the country. Seems like every Sunday now, this is one of the few Sundays he's got to be here, because God's got him busy preaching places, and thank the Lord for that. I do want to encourage you to be back in the evening service tonight. Some of you don't get to come to the morning services in camp meeting, but I have a good friend from up in Danville, Virginia, Brother Adrian Moore. And for the last few years now, he's been preaching at least one time in the morning services, and he is a tremendous Bible teacher. And he goes to the island somewhere in the Bahamas once a year and does a Bible conference over there with missionaries and folks there somewhere in the Bahamas. But he's been a great pastor up in Danville, Virginia for several years. And he's going to be with us tonight. He and his wife are celebrating not only Memorial Day, but it's also their anniversary. And so he called a couple of months ago and was going to come by and just visit with us. I'd always give him an open door of an invitation to come visit with him, with us, like so many of our other preacher friends. And so he's coming by tonight. And I asked him if he would, while he was here to preach, "You'll be especially blessed if you come tonight." Now, Brother Adrian is unique in a lot of different ways, but he is a very gifted and talented man so far as building and decorating and everything. He writes his own Sunday school, or writes his own vacation Bible school curriculum, and he always has a certain theme. A few years ago when I was up there preaching, if you've ever been to the mountains and saw Mabry Mill, well, he had rebuilt Mabry Mill in his auditorium, across the front of the auditorium, and had a replica of it, and they had it. They used that as their theme. I'm not sure how they did it. But I do know when I was talking to him yesterday about their coming by, he said he wanted to get to church a few minutes earlier tonight because he had a prop or some sort of props he wanted to set up. I don't have any idea what he's going to do. But I know Brother Craig Allen's going to be singing. I don't know what kind of special music Brad's got. I know it's your holiday weekend. But if you can, please come back tonight. You're going to be blessed tonight to be here and hear Brother Adrian. Of course, we'll be here and looking forward to the Lord's blessing. And I thank the Lord for that. You have your Bibles open. I thank the Lord for this opportunity we've had, and Lynetta, and again, Robert, and Brad, Matthew, and all others who may have helped. And I know you noticed as you came in this morning, the crosses and the kneeling soldier by there helps us to remember. My mind went back during this first part of the program this morning to when Regina and I were in Germany in 94. And we did some traveling around and preached in several different places, but we went to Luxembourg. That's the largest American soldier cemetery outside the United States border. And it's huge. It just rolls on and on. It looks almost like Arlington Cemetery, so many crosses. I remember walking through that cemetery that day and how my heart was moved at how young those men were and ladies, how young they were. And there's a rotunda there that has just a lot of pictures and things. There's a big saying up there that George Patton, some things he said about America and about sacrifice and service. And I remember telling Regina, we stood there, and I said, I wish every American, particularly those who burned the flag, those who don't think America is great, I wish every one of them could come walk through this cemetery and then stand here. If nothing else, they should have respect for the flag and for those who serve and for their sacrifice. And I thank the Lord for that. Memories are a wonderful thing. And we remember those who have fallen and those of our church family who have been veterans that we have celebrated with them. And you saw the list, how long it is. So many of our veterans have already gone on to be with the Lord who've been here with us in Veterans Day. And in November, we'll have our Veterans Day celebration, and all those who put that together, it is always just absolutely awesome. And we look forward to that. But look with me, please. I'm going to read just a verse or two, and I will get through really quickly. I have a long sermon. I'm going to preach in a short time, and I may have to finish it some other time. Deuteronomy 32, chapter 32. Look at verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, and thy elders, and they will tell thee. The Holy Ghost of God is using here Moses to challenge that generation to talk to the elders, and they remember the days of old. Remember what it cost us to get here today. Remember what sacrifices they made. Memories are unique. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I pray now the Holy Spirit of God would help me. Bless our internet and media audience today, our radio audience, and all those here gathered in the building. I know already they've been blessed by the choir, by the special music, the congregational singing, and the presentations already. And God, bless our hearts now, your word. And God, this time, I know, Father, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we're able to ask or think. Speak now, and I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Memory can be a blessing or a curse. It can encourage us or it can discourage us. It can bring us joy or it can bring us sadness. It can propel us to victory in the future or it can lock us to defeat of the past. It can bring us hope or despair. Memory, it can be a demon of despondency or it can be an angel of comfort. It can clothe us with sackcloth and mourning, or it can robe us in joy and singing. Memory. There are all kinds of memories that you and I have. You can have a haunting memory. As I was thinking about Memorial Day this week, and it's a unique way Ms. Lynetta started about wondering what they would think, I began to think about the haunting memories of our military, those who are now living here and the things they have. But all of you, all of us have those memories. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 8, but if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the deep darkness, for there shall be many. He said, you can live a long time, you can have joy, but just about everybody has experienced that deep darkness. And we remember those times. There are haunting memories. They may be memories of things that you did or things that you did not do. Maybe of something, but it's something in your life that at night and other times when you're still in quiet, it is a recurring haunting memory that brings you back to a time of deep darkness. Many of our military personnel and many of you in this building and the media audience have not only haunting memories, but you may have horrible memories, things that happen, occurrences, and you realize after the fact how close you really came to death. Our military personnel live, and so many of them live with scars, not on their body, but in their mind and in their heart. And it's a constant battle, those horrible memories. Most of the men who were involved in the world wars don't talk a lot about it, mainly because, not because they're not proud of what they did, not because they're not appreciative of the opportunity to serve, and they don't question the fact that they were allowed to serve and that they were willingly do it again, but because it brings up too many memories. Regina's daddy drove a tank. And I remember on one occasion, just one occasion, he got sober, very sober, sad, and he began to talk to me a little bit, just a little bit. But he told me about, they were in the Battle of the Philippines, deliverance of the Philippines and others. But they saw horrific things that you could never imagine. The rescue of imprisoned, of our troops that had been in prison, the emaciated bodies and those visions that they had they couldn't get away with. The battles that they were involved in, and their troops and their friends and their comrades, their bodies dismembered and brutally treated and just awful things. He remembered as a tank driver, he said, I never can get over it, that horrible memory of hearing human bones crush under my tank. Horrible memories. But many of you who never served in the military, you have horrible memories too. I'm thinking now of the story the Lord told in Luke chapter number 16, verse number 25. He talked about the rich man who died and in hell lifted up his eyes, been in torment. And he looked and saw Abraham's bosom and he saw the Lazarus there. And he said, Abraham, please send Lazarus that he might dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. And the Lord said, remember that thou in thy lifetime, you lived sumptuously, but he was a beggar. But now he is comforted and you're tormented. Remember. There are many of us who can remember things in our lives that are horrible memories in our life. Things that we may have done or said or things that happened to us. It may have been of physical nature. It may have been a horrific wreck or some terrible thing that happened. It just caused you to shudder when you remember those horrible memories. I've talked to people who have been in rescue and they have seen things they could hardly get over. Tracy Keel one time talked to me about going to a scene out on 95 that had children in a car wreck that were burned. And he said, I can't ever get away from that. That's a horrible memory. There are memories that you have that you can't get away from, and you need some help with that. When Elijah came to the widow, she said to him, did you come now to call my sin into remembrance? You have horrible memories perhaps about your sin. The wonderful thing is that if God forgives your sin, he forgets it. But Satan won't let you forget it. You may have those. But then there's some very humbling memories in the book of Lamentations in chapter number 3. Let me just flip over there and read some of that for you just real quick. In the book of Lamentations, there are humbling memories. And I'll read verse number 19. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance, and it is humbled me. He said, my memories often humble me. You've not only had maybe haunting memories and horrible memories, but sometimes you have humbling memories. You think about the days gone by, perhaps the goodness of God. I think about Israel, that over and over again, the prophet reminded them that they were in one day in bondage. And they have those humbling memories that they had, they were in bondage and they cried out to God and God delivered them. When you, or if you're genuinely saved, when you think about your salvation, that is a joyful time, but also it is a very humbling time to think about the goodness of God. When I think about my unworthiness and I think about his grace, it's a very humbling thing. What God's done with me and my family and how he's blessed us and the things he's allowed me to see and do. My memories and my ministry are often humbling ministries. How God's have used people to bless us and meet needs when we didn't know where it would come from. And yet God in his graciousness did that. It's a humbling thing. When I think about where he found me and you, when you're saved, you remember back where you were when he saved you and what he brought you out of and how he saved you and raised you up. It's a humbling memory. But there are also happy memories, certainly those connected with your salvation. But Israel, in regard to their deliverance, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, they said they remembered his leadership in the desert, how he led them out of captivity and he led them all the way. He rained upon them manna from heaven. And those are happy memories. The day of your salvation, a happy memory. The birth of your children or your grandchildren, happy memories. Those are wonderful times. David said in Psalm 77, verse 6, I call to memory my song in the night. David remembered those times that he could sing even in the nighttime. And those were happy memories. And you all have those. We all have those. But then there are hallowed memories. The Lord's institute what we call the Lord's Supper next Sunday night. The first Sunday night in June, we'll observe the Lord's Supper together, communion. And when he instituted that, he said in Luke chapter 22 and verse 18, he said, when the Lord instituted that, this do in remembrance of me. That's a hallowed memory. That's a sacred memory to remember what he did. What an awesome song Brother Roland sang. I've never heard that song. But thank God for his scars and stripes that heal us and save us. We have hallowed memories of those times. There are times that perhaps some of you, and I hope all of you, have had an experience with God when you were in a time of prayer or some particular place and God spoke to your heart and you knew it was God. Maybe he answered a prayer for you, and for you that is a hallowed memory. And it's almost too precious to share. I have some of those things that it almost, I almost grieve the Holy Spirit of God when I begin to talk about some of those things, and he checks me. And so some things that he's done for me in secret and in quiet time that I don't ever share because they are hallowed memories. But then there are helpful memories. Believe it or not, this is where I was going to spend all my morning at, but helpful memories. Peter writes in the book of 1 Timothy, I stir up your remembrance. But there are helpful memories. Those horrible memories can bring us down. Those haunting memories can keep us from being faithful to God. All those things. But there are some helpful memories. And we are encouraged to remember some things specifically. We're to remember the name of the Lord. He's Savior. He's friend. He is companion. He is healer. He's the bright and morning star. He's the living water. He's the bread of life. And we are encouraged to remember his name, because in his name are all the provisions that you and I would need. We are encouraged in Song of Solomon chapter 1 to remember his love. And when you think about his love, the matchlessness of his love, there's nothing to compare to it. Not the love of a mother, not the love of a wife or a husband, not the love of a grandparent even. There's no love that can compare his. It's matchless love. Beyond our imagination, it's matchless in its duration. He loved you before the foundation of the world, and thus he loved you before you were ever fashioned and created. And he'll love you into eternity future forever and ever. Thank God for that. When you think about his love and how he loved us so much he gave his son that we might die, he might die for us, that we might be saved. When you think about that love, loving us as unlovely as we are, that's a happy memory. And it's a blessing to us to remember. He said we ought to remember his words in several scriptures. We are admonished to remember his words. And then beyond that, he gave us the Holy Spirit of God in John chapter 14, verse 26, and said the Holy Spirit of God will bring to our minds all the things that I've said to you. And so the Holy Spirit of God is there, gives us the Holy Spirit to help us to remember the Word of God, how we treasure those times. And you get the Word of God in your heart and those words of God. Oh, we had to remember his goodness. In Psalm 145, remember, think about the good times. The devil beat you up over what's going on right now, and you got this little problem or that little problem. But if you think back and have memories of all the good things God has done for you, when you think about his holiness, remember his holiness. Remember his holiness. It motivates us to be more like the Master. Remember his promises, the Bible said. We'd remember his promises, that he's promised to give us all that we need. If we are faint, he gives strength to the faint. If we're hungry, he said, he'll satisfy you. If you seek after righteousness, he'll satisfy that hunger of your soul. If you sinned, he's able to wash you and make you whiter than snow. All of those wonderful promises in the Word of God that he said, I'll do for you. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. When you think about those things and you feel down, you remember the promises of the Lord. Those are helpful helpful things when we remember his promises. And in Psalm 77, verse 11 through 13, we're admonished to remember his works. Did you know God's never lost any of his strength? He's never lost any of his power. I can't tell you how blessed me and Regina were as we traveled down. We had a little issue with the car. The mechanic didn't think we'd have any problem with it. And we got down to Baldwin, Florida, where we were going to spend the night. Next morning, it was just rattling and shaking. It wouldn't run. And I couldn't get it up to 50 miles an hour hardly. And I was turning 4,000 RPM. I thought sure the transmission was gone, the motor was gone or something. Anyhow, long story short, we got through those few days of the revival. And when we got ready to come back, it was trying to do it again, and we kind of reset the code ourselves. And we drove 12 hours home, and the light never even came back on. I mean, we came all the way home, and we had to stop our normal stops and stop, had a little lunch. But 12 hours, and it no lights, no warnings, no problem. And then when we got home on Friday morning, it started all over again. And nobody explained that but God. That's a miracle. God did that. But you think about all the things He's done in your life in days gone by, how He's blessed you and all those things. And those memories of His blessings on you in the past, they motivate you to be aware that He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Last thought, my good friend Roy Rigdon, we were sharing last night, and he said, you ought to close with this one. And I thought it was great. He may be listening now, or he may have turned over to listen to another good preacher somewhere. But there are heavenly memories, heavenly memories. In Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 50, I found this verse that I thought said what I wanted to say at this point. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. The prophet Jeremiah is reminding those Jews who are in captivity to remember the Lord afar off. Remember what He did for you. Remember where He's at, that He's still God. He's still on the throne. And then he said, let Jerusalem come into your mind. Remember those days. Now you and I have a heavenly Jerusalem. We have a home in heaven. And he said, our memories ought to be filled with where He's at. He's seated. Our Lord is seated at the right hand of the Father, there to make intercession for us all the time. But we have a home in heaven. That's why he said, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. We focus on heaven. Remember that you're not home yet. Remember all you're going through down here, and as good as it is, this is nothing compared to what you've got coming. Remember that. And when you're down and you're defeated and you're sick, well, remember this. One of these days, you'll have a brand new body. That's a heavenly memory. I mean, we'll have a brand new body one of these days. No more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain. I was talking to Brother Bobby and Lee a day or so ago, and we talked about it, that we'll have a brand new body. None of those problems that we have now. That's a heavenly memory. In heaven, there's no sickness, no sorrow, no pain. What a wonderful thing to have that memory, that blessed hope of going to heaven one of these days. We remember that. Remember the blessing. Oh, I remember those who are already there. We remember today our military personnel who have days gone by giving their life. But I remember you and I remember them today for their sacrifice and pray for their families. But I remember folk in heaven. I was watching that list. I was seeing Walt Husson, Dallas Porter, and so many others that have been a member of this church and sat in here and worshiped God. But I was remembering them. Remembering friends on the other side. Remember family on the other side. Remember your children who may be there, your family, your spouse, your parents, your grandparents. Those are heavenly memories. When you think about those things, it sets our heart to longing to be with Him. When you think about the thing that He's done for us. But then when we remember and we think about what He's promised so far as that land that's fairer than day. The joy of that land. I ran across the verse several years ago, and it's kind of become my verse that associates heaven with me. He said in Psalm 16, verse 11, in thy presence is the fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That's a heavenly memory. I don't care how long you live down here, maybe a short time. Jeremiah said, you're going to have some dark nights, some dark things. But one of these days, all of that memory will be gone and you'll be in His presence. Endless joy, endless delight for all eternity. Would you bow your heads in prayer? Can I ask you a question? I had thought about it, but I knew it was short notice. I knew we were going to recognize and honor those of our family and the nation who have given the ultimate sacrifice. But I thought about that old song, and I can't remember if LaVon sings it or who. I never shall forget the day when the burden of my soul rolled away. Do you have that memory? Do you remember a day when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you remember a day, not a just emotional experience, but do you remember a time? You might have been young, you may have been middle-aged, you may have had it recently. Do you remember a day when you asked Him to come in your heart, forgive your sin, and you felt that burden roll away? You knew that something had happened. Instead of that deep, dark conviction, sadness for sin, there came joy and forgiveness and freedom and liberty. Do you have a memory of the day you trusted Christ and you were born again by the grace of God? I wonder if you carry in your mind a memory of a loved one that you have that got saved. You prayed for them long hours. Maybe you witnessed to them. Maybe you had the joyous privilege of leading them to Christ. But nevertheless, you loved them and you prayed for them. You had a burden for them. And maybe they got saved at a vacation Bible school or Awana's, or maybe they got saved in a Sunday school or in a preaching service or in a revival, a camp meeting. Maybe they got saved at home. But you remember the day they called you or that you were with them when they said, I've been saved. And you joyed and rejoiced with them. Do you have a memory like that? Do you remember the day in your life when you were on fire for the Lord, that you had a peace of God that passed all understanding? It seemed like the Bible was alive to you. It seemed like that everybody you met, it was just easy for you to say something about the Lord. The sun seemed to shine a little brighter. The birds sang a little sweeter. Everything was right. You knew it was close to you. You knew it was real. You were full of the Holy Ghost. Do you remember those days? How is it today? The thing about it is, helpful memories bring us back to those places of joy and peace, and it gives us the desire to go on and serve God. Memory may bring to your mind something you did or said that you shouldn't have done. The Holy Spirit of God's bringing it to your memory. But also He brings His promises. If you'll confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and restore you to fellowship. David cried in Psalm 51, Lord, return unto me the joy of thy salvation. You can have that joy returned. You can have peace returned. I'd encourage you this morning as we stand together, everybody's standing, maybe the Holy Ghost of God would have you to come around this altar this morning. Maybe you want to thank Him for happy memories. Maybe you want to thank Him for heavenly memories that your mom, your dad, your family's there and that one day you'll get to be with them because you're saved. Maybe you'll have a humble memory of where He brought you from, where you'd been if you hadn't been Him saving. You'd be in hell by now, more than likely be dead. But He saved you. And you know, and I know, I'm not worthy of salvation, but it's a free gift. It's grace, all of grace. It's a humbling thing to think that He'd reach down and save a sinner like me. And sometimes you want to just get up close to Him and bow before Him and say, oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I know I'm not worthy, but God, you gave your Son. You saved me and gave me everlasting life. There again, for those who carry haunting memories and horrible memories, I'm sure glad that He made a promise to us that He would help us and that every memory could be brought into the captivity of Christ, every thought, and He could help you to focus on those good things, to remember His word, remember His promises, remember His person, remember His works. Remember all those things and flush from your mind and remove from your mind those horrible and haunting memories. God, do for our friends this morning what needs to be done. Lord, you promised to meet our every need, and God, whatever their need is this morning, you can meet it. God, calls us as we think of the supreme sacrifice of those who died protecting our freedoms, remember their families, remember them. God, I pray that it will challenge us to be more faithful to you, to do what we can to live for Christ and reach others for Christ, to pray for our nation, pray for our leadership, that our grandchildren and great-grandchildren can have the privilege of growing up in this country that you've blessed, because God, you have blessed America. God, help us now, and we'll thank you. You'll not be the first at the altar while you remain with your eyes closed here. There are some who've already come to the altar, some I think who've even slipped back already, but I invite you to come. Brad's going to sing a verse of a song. I invite you to come right now. If God the Holy Ghost speaks to your heart, you come right now.